Hello and welcome back to the Book Marketing Tips and Author Success Podcast. This is Penny Santivari and Amy Cornell. This is a really weird show. Sorry. I didn't mean to lead with that. And it's weird because this weird sort of coming together of all of these pieces. And Amy and I talked about this and we thought, you know, we really need to do a show on this because we were both actually very shocked. So without too much more intro, here's kind of what happened. So we did this show on the Virtual Voice. It probably landed, I think, a couple of weeks ago. And I wrote to this author that we've done lots of work with over the years, Christina George. And she's kind of taken a little bit of a sabbatical from writing books. And I was looking at her books in terms of the Virtual Voice, wondering if she had also been invited. And I looked at these books and I sent a text to Amy. And Amy was like, no way. Her books have like thousands of reviews, right? Not that, I mean, like we worked with her, obviously we did our thing, but we haven't worked with her in a while because she hasn't written something in a while. Although that apparently the brand is getting, you know, she's going to start writing again or has started writing again. So I wrote to Amy and I'm like, you're not going to believe how many reviews she has. It was so crazy. So I asked her, I said, you've been cheating on it. You've been working with another company to get reviews. And she's like, no, actually, you know, I'm busy doing the thing and all the things and the family thing and all this other. And Amy, do you want to tell our listeners how she got all those reviews? Because honestly, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, other than the fact that, you know, the books have been really well received. And I think she's also getting great word of mouth within, you know, genre fans. But the one thing that she has done consistently that makes such a big difference is what she puts in the back of her book to personalize the experience for the reader. You know, Penny, you've done classes on this. We've talked about this forever. The letter in the back of the book, making that last final connection with your reader super special, super thoughtful, very intentional. And when we were working with Christina previously, she 100% leaned into that and was like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to commit to doing this in every single one of my books. And she did. And it's clearly working for her.
Yeah. Because I asked her, I said, have you just been sending out lots of newsletters? And she goes, honestly, she goes, I haven't sent out a newsletter in forever. She goes, I'm so ashamed. I've just been, you know, life gets in the way. We all get it. It's that back matter. It's that letter to the readers. And I've taught classes on this. I have, I'm pretty sure, I know it was in one of the prior editions of my Amazon book, but I also talked about it in From Book to Bestseller. The importance of making that final connection with the reader. And this letter thanks the reader for spending time with her stories and her characters, but it also invites them to review the book and then puts a link to the books on Amazon. Now, let me give you some numbers here because this is going to really blow your mind. Something like less than 3%, it might be less than 2%. In any case, the number is very, very small. Something like less than, let's just call it 3% of readers review books on Amazon. We've talked about this in other shows. So for her to get all of these reviews with little to no effort on her part, and this is not a show about encouraging you all to be lazy marketers. You know that that's not the drum that we bang on the show. Making that final connection with your reader is the thing. Cause she even told me, she was like, I was kind of surprised too, because, you know, it's not like you look at your books every day. I mean, I think when they newly launch, you look at your books every day and you check the sales rank, like a stock market junkie, but you know, not writing for a while, et cetera, et cetera. You kind of go, you know, you come back and you're like, whoa, what happened? Like all these reviews exploded. Put your book to work for you. And for the majority of genre fiction, you're going to sell more ebooks than you do print books. So the letter should be in both. Mm-hmm. But the good thing about the letter is that, as it pertains to ebooks, is that the link is just a live link, and boom, they're on your Amazon book page, and boom, they're writing a review.
Yeah. It's really incredible. And I will say, you know, I love that you said, this is not a show about being lazy.
Right.
Because, I mean, I think it's worth noting, you know, Christina put a lot of time and effort and was very diligent about taking every single one of our recommendations. When I say every single one, when we work with clients, they get a really in-depth reporting document that includes tons of tips and recommendations, like above and beyond the work that we are contracted for, just so that education is there, those recommendations are there. Some authors run with it, some authors don't, but we give it to everybody. And she was one of those authors that literally with a fine-tooth comb went through and checked every single one of our recommendations off her list.
Yeah.
And these books have been out for a little bit, Penny, right? Do you recall? Like, I mean, this is not something that like all of a sudden, 6 months after they released, they had thousands of reviews.
No, these books have been out for a while. I think that, in fact, when I say she hasn't written in a while, I mean, quite literally, she hasn't written in a while. I think the last book was published. There was a series published in 2017, and then I think 2019, and that's been pretty much it.
Right. So, and, I mean, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So for everybody listening, like, this is still a process. You know, this is not like a shortcut, but it is definitely one of those things that goes to show that, you know, you do all of the right things for a reason when you're getting started, or when you finally decide, like, I'm going to do it right from this point on. So if you've already started, don't worry, there's still hope. But once you decide to really commit to doing all the right things and all those little details that may not seem super important, they all add up, you know? And I think the back matter, the letter in the back of the book, is one of those things that is not like an instant, like, oh, put this in there and tomorrow you'll sell 100 copies of your book. But look how amazing it is that this many years on, this is what's happening, and why we kind of harp on thinking long-term and operating long-term. And when it comes to marketing and making a plan and supporting your brand, why the long-term matters.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, putting your book to work for you, making sure that your book has more in that back matter than just the about the author. Like, we love that you have a dog. I love Cosmo. And, you know, everybody who knows me knows that this dog is everywhere, but he's not a good closer. Much as I love him, he's not a good closer. So, so make sure that your book, and I know we've referenced fiction a lot, but honestly, nonfiction, if you have, give people a reason to get in touch with you, right? Offer them, say, look, get in touch with me. I'd love a review, but also get in touch with me. So the second piece of what that letter does is it encourages a review, but it also encourages them to reach out to you, right? Mm-hmm. So in Christina George's case, initially when she wrote this letter, she just said, hey, I want to know what you think of the book. And readers are very passionate about their thoughts. And many of them wrote her and shared their thoughts and all of that. But if you've written nonfiction, you may want to have to incentivize them in a different way. So give them something like maybe a checklist or a planner or some other kind of something that they get mm-hmm. in exchange for, you know, for if they reach out and write to you. So the letter does serve a dual purpose. It allows you to build your mailing list. But like in the case of Christina George, with all these reviews, and oh my gosh, I was so shocked. People do, they take their marching orders very seriously, and they get to the end of the book and they're like, I'm going to click this link and post a review. And the next thing you know, you're getting on your Amazon page. You're like, oh my gosh, what happened? So it's a really easy thing to do. And anybody, if you're independently published, and you're listening to this, you're like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. If you have access to your files, have your ebook person, you know, put that letter in the back of the book. And let me tell you something, put it right after the last page. And this is another thing too, because depending on what you read. So if you read on it on a Kindle reader, or if you read on the app, do not put it in the front of the book, put it in the back of the book, but put it behind the last page. So if you have an index in the case of nonfiction, don't put it behind the index because people will never see it. Put it right behind the last page, because the minute that the sensors on these apps detect that you're at the last page, boom, it sends you over to Amazon like, hey, maybe you'd like to buy these 15 other things. So make sure that it's at the last page such that it doesn't trigger the Amazon to, otherwise nobody will ever see your letter. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I think we should emphasize, personalization.
Yeah.
Make it thoughtful. You know, don't just say, and when you're ready to post a review, click here. You know, because they see that kind of stuff all the time. I think what's really magical about what Christina did, it was from a very honest, heartfelt place. And I think readers respond really well to that. You know, yeah. It was a very humble, very just thoughtful, intentional letter that resonated with people. And it was like that little push, that personalization that went from just standard asking for a review to people going, wow, like this really means a lot to her. Okay, let me take an extra, 5 minutes and do this.
Right.
And it really does make a huge difference. So Be smart and intentional and thoughtful about your messaging in it too. Don't give them 6 paragraphs. That's a lot, but
Yeah.
But again, be very real and authentic about what you say to people to, kind of create that next level connection that will more than likely push them, over that tipping point of taking those few extra minutes to post a review, or, as Penny said, click through to sign up for your newsletter or to follow you on one of your socials. That's really strong, whatever you feel represents you best, but make it count, don't start this opportunity for yourself, but then miss the mark by not seeing it all the way through with like real intention.
Yeah, exactly. And, start the letter off by thanking the reader for reading your book, because they just spent, they just spent however long with your book, and time is a commodity. So thank them first and then go into the big ask. I'm so glad that we did a show on this, and I can't wait to see what Christina George does next with this series or future series or whatever. But this was a really, really fun. This was a fun discovery, both obviously for her and certainly for us. And it proves that asking for a review absolutely does work. So get that letter in the back of your book. We love show ideas wherever you, if you come across something. We just did a show actually, I think landed last week, or maybe it's next week. I forget now how they're scheduled, but we love listener ideas. We also love reviews and show feedback. So leave a review, send us some show feedback, and let us know what you think. And we'll see you next time. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.